Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Okay, we return with Bill Hubbard, who's my co-host, who's a market analyst at optech.com, and with Charlie Morris, editor at Atlas Pulse. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. Very well, thank you.
You normally have two topics of conversation. Gold?
Only two. Am I limited?
Great fun at dinner parties.
They really, really, the girls love it.
So today we're talking about gold, then, aren't we?
Indeed, sir.
Right. So, what? Well, we've had the rally. I suppose a lot of people who, you know, the traders are sort of saying, well, we've got up to 1280, fizzling out a bit now. What is that it?
Well, I'm not going to ask that question. Is that it? I don't really know. I'm not the soothsayer. Yeah. But what I will say is that a 20% rally? I mean, the low was, depending how you measure it, is 1050, 1046, depending on the intraday, weekly close, whatever. But let's call it 1050. Add 20%, that's 1260. I made an observation a couple of years ago, and published in Atlas Pulse, that every single bear market ended in a 20% rally. Every single one, bar 1980. There was one rally in 1980 from the 800
nasty,
high.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So you had it. So every bear rally failed to meet 20%. Yeah, so if it does less than 20%, it continues. If it does more than 20%, it turned. Didn't necessarily turn into a bull, but it stopped being a bear. And that's the key point there. Now, 1260 is the 20% level. Yes, we've popped over it. Have we had a weekly close? No, we've had a couple of daily closes, but it's not particularly convincing right now. And if you overlay all the speculative investment activity on top of the gold price, then really it explains everything. So we look at the, 9 million ounces of shorts have closed, 9 million ounces of longs have been added. Yeah, add to that about 7 million ounces of ETF buying has gone in as well. Put all that together, overlay on top of the gold price, and it explains everything. Investors have come in, price has gone up.
There are investors, they're not sort of people who are panicked and thinking, oh, the world's going to end, I'm buying gold. What type of people are these people?
Well, rational people, I think, because the net futures position was flat. So there were no longs at all about 2 months ago, or 6 weeks ago. And that's now swung around to, not high, but sort of, on the way. And the ETFs have stopped having outflows and now having inflows. So that's, I think, an important point. But what's really happened is that gold has led the change in inflation expectations. Now, this happened in April 2013 when they collapsed. So real interest rates, went up very quickly from very low levels to high levels in a short space of time. And the gold price anticipated that move in the bond market. And it's happened again. So the gold price was about 2 weeks ahead of the changes in the bond market.
Charlie, I guess, we all know gold is a non-interest-bearing currency, if you want to say, okay? Now, you look at the bond market, okay? 45%.
That's non-interest-bearing, too.
I know. Exactly. 45%, okay, is not eligible for the ECB because it's non-interest-bearing. And if you look at the JGB curve, out to 10 years, it's all negative. So is that also helping? The simple fact there is no investment in, except maybe the U.S. Treasury bond market.
Well, of course, because what's good for gold is rising inflation expectations. What's bad for gold is rising interest rates. So falling rates, rising inflation expectations, the perfect storm. Reverse those, April 2013, that's the worst nightmare. So what you've had recently is very low rates, easy monetary environment with rising inflation expectations. And you can see that in the US CPI. We've got oil, and add to that, oil going from 30 to 38, I think it is as we speak. Mm. I mean, that's a hell of a bounce. It's telling us that, it's telling us that oil's not going to one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then can gold really go up, can inflation really go up anytime soon?
In America it can, because in America the reason they've stopped doing QE is because if you did quantitative easing on top of bank lending, then you would have very high inflation. So in America is the country that recovered in terms of the banking crisis. The banks are fixed, they're lending money. Now, that's not true in Europe. They're not fixed, and they're not lending money, and other parts of the world. So where you've got healthy banks that are lending, then inflation, you know, expect inflation. We've got these ridiculously low interest rates. You know, if you look at the something like the Taylor rule, not saying it's the Holy Grail, but as a sort of guide to where rates should be, you know, they should be about 3% or something.
Yeah, exactly right.
So you know, and they're at 0.5%. So
well, as you just said, I mean, if you look at the PCE deflator, okay, we had a 3.5-year high. I mean, it's only 1.7%, but that is. Greenspan followed it, Bernanke followed it, and Janet Yellen. So as you say, again, it's not inflation as we know it, but the simple fact is, in the new norm, it is inflation.
Yeah. Well, it's not high.
But
bond markets are priced for deflation, and we haven't got deflation in the United States. We've actually got something a little bit.
Well, you saw in what 6 or 8 trading days, you saw the 10-year back up 20 basis points, up to 1.9%, which was the highest. I know it's improved, but as I say, the bond market and the equity markets from several days ago were basically saying, well, Fed's going to do nothing next week, but I think we could see at least one rate hike this year.
Just one.
I think it's 2.
What's the chance of an inflation flip? I mean, just so we go back to what, you know, the old days of, you know.
Well, CPI core. Well, not. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, Zach. I wish I knew the answer to that. But I think we're seeing. CPI core has turned the corner. Yeah, it's no longer falling like you'd expect it to be if you read the press. And now you've got food and energy, you know, at the low. I mean, any trader knows that commodities can't go down much, you know, much lower from here. You know, food prices, energy prices. I mean, they can go a bit lower possibly, but they look like there's turn. I mean, that's what the momentum crash that we've had right across markets in the last couple of months, the 6 weeks or so, is telling us that actually it might not be a bull market for commodities, but the low's in. It does feel that way. And so therefore, you know, anything that commodities do goes straight onto CPI, and that's good for gold.
On that note, Charlie Morris, editor at Atlas Pulse, thanks for coming today.
Thanks, sir.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.